Hi, I'm KSL's Debbie Worthen. 4 years ago, my son Asher was diagnosed with autism. After getting our footing, we decided it was time to celebrate the news with all of you. And that's how Celebrating the Spectrum was born. Each week, we consult with the experts and others who are learning to navigate life with a loved one who has special needs. This is a place where we find hope, look for solutions, and connect with those working to create a better world of inclusion. Marisa Bentley's son, Lincoln, turned 18 in 2018. She found out very quickly how few autistic adults are employed. Her son does not have a lot of employment opportunities, and she was racking her brain, trying to figure out how he could contribute to society in a meaning way. Linked was created to provide meaningful employment to those like Link. She created the website linked.com, a website that sells products by neurodiverse artists. Marisa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your son, Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln is 22 now. He's the second of seven kids. We call him our gentle giant.
I love it.
He's just all around the greatest human. He's an artist, and he has autism with requiring some significant support needs.
When was he diagnosed with autism?
He was diagnosed in 2004 when he was around 15 months. We noticed something was going off, and then 18 months he had the diagnosis.
So he was very young.
He was. Yeah, we were lucky.
Yeah. So talk about those early years with him, parenting him, trying to get resources, you know, trying to maximize his potential, so to speak.
Yeah. You know, any parent out there will understand that the diagnosis is scary, but it doesn't change the kid.
Oh, and so perfectly said.
I was in love with that child the second I saw him. That has never, ever changed. So we just attacked it, mm-hmm. attacked autism. And I was so certain I was going to get a recovery, and there was nothing that we couldn't do for him. So we ran ABA programs with the founder of ABA's son, who was, you know, helped us do in-home programming. Mm-hmm. And then we switched to Sunrise, and we ran 40-hour-a-week programs at our home. And I spent 25 hours a week myself, just in a room one-on-one with him, loving every second of it. And we just tried so many different things. So we had a very hands-on approach. Tons of training.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great.
Yeah, it was so, I don't know if this would make sense to anyone listening, but it was just lovely.
Right. Lovely. No, I agree.
I actually wished autism on everyone I knew, because I was like, this is so amazing. I love him so much. And anyway, as he got older, it got harder.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
You know, because I think some fears came into it. He started eloping. Mm-hmm. That is scary.
What age was he when that happened?
Around six, seven-ish.
Mm-hmm. Our son is the eloping king, by the way. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't do it at home. He only does it at school, but he only elopes like to the principal's office, to the wellness center. So those are good things, but we're still like, that's my thing right now. We got to figure out this eloping business.
So that it started out small, and it, as he grew, it becomes bigger just mm-hmm. because he's more capable. So yeah. It's just scary. It just becomes scary. And I didn't like that feeling with,
no.
You know, like, so autism went from everybody, I want everyone to have this. It's so amazing too. This is getting a little scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were other things that became harder too. So, and you know what? He didn't recover. He still might. I will never say he won't. He can do anything he wants to. So, but we became the reality of he has significant needs, support needs, and, you know, it may not change from here
right.
on out. Regardless of how many hours I spend in a bedroom.
Do you think
benefits, though.
Looking back, do you think that, okay, number one, I can see as a mom just like relishing those hours together and knowing that you're doing something that's good for your child and you're getting to know them and know what they need to succeed. Do you think that looking back, that was, you thought, I'm doing all of this and he will recover and someday he will no longer be autistic?
Yes, I absolutely did. Mm-hmm. I absolutely thought that.
Was there a moment when you realized that's not going to happen? If that's the case, how did you feel about that?
You know, I had an interesting journey where I felt like I myself was insignificant, that mm-hmm. I couldn't help him. Like, not that he had anything wrong,
yeah.
but it was, look how I have failed him. So that was more of the journey for me, is realizing who's failed in what? Mm-hmm. Failed in loving, failed in, you know, so that's a whole other podcast. Mm-hmm. That.
But I think so many moms can relate to that, by the way. You know, I think that's.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very alone, like, oh, no one would understand this, but. Mm-hmm. I feel no failure now. I feel so, I've just been grateful for him the whole right. time. He has never been the problem. It's been, the journey has really been for me.
Yeah. Well, let's just say it's a journey.
Bond and like get into his world and mm-hmm. into his brain and let him just really feel those benefits of being loved.
Right. Right. No, that's amazing. And it is a journey. And So you talked about feeling alone. I have felt that way a lot with this too, because you have friends who they have the best intentions, but they just can't understand, you know, unless you've been through it. And even every family with an autistic member is different as well. So you have some that it's like, well, we're nothing like them. I don't connect to that mom. Good for her and all she's done. It's not me. You know, I still don't feel like we're like besties. But how have you gotten through that feeling of isolation?
Oh, I think isolation comes with the territory. I think it's hard to get over it because, mm-hmm. Especially just with our situation where it is very hard for him to go out, conversations with around him. That's hard for him. So why would I take him to lunch with me and my friends when
it's going to be torture for him. Yeah. He's going to hate it.
It's torture for him. So to make life here in our house really happy and beautiful requires a bit of separation, to be frank.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does. And it's remained that way for us. So this business has helped because I've been able to reach out to lots of other moms and other professionals, and even an opportunity like this, it's expanded my world while remaining respectful and mindful of what he needs.
Right. I'm going to veer off topic for just a second, but you know, you talk about that isolation and feeling alone, and also his needs, his support needs are high. So there are not a lot of people that can help him get the things that he needs. You can, I'm sure your family can, because you know him so well, but what has that done? How do you get your own self-care? I read this meme that was so funny the other day, but kind of not, because it hit so close to home, and it said showering alone is not self-care, you know, but so what do you do?
Well, you know, the showering thing brings to my mind, like, oh, I'll go get my hair done. Oh, I'll get my nails done. And I realized after a while, that is not self-care.
For you. Yeah, for you. What is it? Just one more thing?
That's just like maintenance, like brush your hair.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Perfect. Yeah. That's just what you do as a woman, right? That's just what you do in a typical life. Okay. Yeah. So what is the self-care?
So actually doing this business has been a self-care, to be totally frank. I love it. And it's helped me expand my world, my brain. And I'm always mindful though of my son, like, oh, I can't do something just for me. So this is for me and him.
That's so wonderful.
It really is for me too.
This has been really rewarding.
It has been very rewarding. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, he's in adulthood now, Link is. And were you dreading adulthood you know, we hear all about the services, Cliff. You know, what's that been like?
So I don't know. Are other parents like me? I didn't think about it. Like, I knew it was coming.
Yes, there are other parents are like you. Yes.
Well, who cares about adulthood? I have this precious child.
Right.
I'm going to do everything I can right now. So adulthood crept up on me. I'm not going to lie. It crept up on me. And I was shocked at the numbers.
Yeah.
I was shocked at how long adulthood is.
Adulthood is long. I'm sorry. That just sounds funny. Because sometimes it does feel like in just, you know, normal world, adulthood feels pretty long. We do hear studies, though, that show us, or statistics that say that, you know, adults on the spectrum have the lowest employment rate of all special needs, that, you know, 80 to 90% of adults on the spectrum don't work, like that kind of thing. When you started seeing that, I mean, you are a hands-on mom. Like, what was your thought? I mean, you got super involved. We're going to figure this out when he was a baby. Was it the same thing all over again?
Same thing. And one of the things that I think scared me about adulthood was Lincoln moving into the shadows of society. Like, at least with the support structures in school and all the programs that are out there, he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll go out and I don't see anybody with special needs.
Yeah.
You know, just wherever I am, I see some sometimes, but mostly I just feel like, where are they? They exist.
Right.
Where are they?
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen to Lincoln. Not that I need him to be a star in society. I just need him to I need him to be in society. Mm-hmm. I need him to be contributing in a way that he can. So it did scare me. And it scared me too, that even though I really want him to live with me for the rest of his life, which he will, and I'm very grateful for, he's going to live with me for the rest of his life. And I don't get the parenting graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get the, yay, I get to go travel with my spouse now.
Right.
I will always be a caretaker. And that became that hit me hard when he turned 18. I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. My youngest had just gone into school full time.
Mm-hmm.
I got like, you know, so it was like, oh, what am I going to do? Oh my God, lose my mind, I think.
And it probably felt heavy, you know?
It just felt heavy.
How did you get through that? Because some moments like that just don't feel fair.
It doesn't feel, none of it is fair.
Yeah.
Right? It just isn't. And fairness, we had dropped fairness a long time ago. And
we do. Yeah, we do. It's human nature, though. You know, you think like, oh, every other couple I know, they're getting to travel. Their kids are gone. They don't have this responsibility at home. Well, I think you're doing a great job. And I love your honesty and openness. So thank you for that. So let's talk about Lincoln. What are his strengths? What were you like? I know that he is amazing at this, because as moms of autistic kids, we know what their issues are, their struggles, and we also know these amazing strengths they have. So what were you looking at and thinking, what do we do with this?
Yeah. So he draws all day long. This kid loves to draw, and he's been drawing since he was 3.
That is so
cool.
And
he creates animals in beautiful, vibrant colors, and they are happy. And this is significant because he doesn't show a lot of emotion. Like, Lincoln has excited and kind of maybe upset,
okay,
and then somewhere in the middle. But to see like what is in his head, he's created this beautiful, happy, bright world.
How cool has that been to watch?
Oh, it's really wonderful, because he doesn't answer questions like, how was your day? How are you feeling? Tell me about you. I want to get in there and really know you.
Right.
He doesn't respond, so I can look at these pictures and be like, oh, you know what, he gets happiness.
Right.
This kid gets happiness, and I can prove it. Look at this octopus.
Right. No, that's so great.
Because I didn't want to push Lincoln. I don't mind pushing him, but I don't want to make him conform to me.
Right.
I wanted the business to conform to him.
Right.
what can you do? We're going to make it meaningful and respectful.
Right.
So we start with his art. And then I had to come up with my own. I have no talent in art. I'm not an artist. So I had to like get scrappy, and I've learned everything. I didn't know anything.
Look how much you've learned. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So when you started, when you're like, we're doing this, I'm going to do this. Where did you start?
Started playing around with presents for family and teachers' gifts. That's where it started. Like, okay, well, let's draw something. And then we framed it and gave it and then turned that into wrapping paper. And what? Here's a mug. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, this is what we're going to do. It was really teacher's gifts.
No, that's great. So, and did they love receiving those? I mean, I think they probably absolutely loved that.
They did. They did. And I loved giving it. I loved giving it. And Lincoln liked it too. So that was really fun. But yeah, that's where I started with what can he do? Then how can I contribute? So that's where we started.
We are having some technical difficulties with our connection, so you will hear a slight change in audio for the rest of this episode. Okay, Marisa, tell us about the website.
Okay. So our website, we started with just Lincoln, and that was just a week or two before COVID lockdown hit. And it's grown to 15 artists now. So if you go to our website, you'll see all of our amazing artists. Basically, you can shop each artist. And the most important thing for me is that the artist keeps 70% of the profits made from the sale of their art.
That's great.
It really is an answer for me to that horrible problem that you addressed earlier. The unemployment. And when Lincoln was diagnosed, he was one out of every 250 kids had an autism diagnosis.
That's crazy.
Because
now we're at 1 in 40, you know, is the last number I heard, 1 in 40. And I will be interested to see how that number climbs, just because we are getting so much better about diagnosing. And I also believe that once we have a better way to diagnose girls earlier, then that number likely will go up as well, you know?
Yes.
And the thing about that is it's not going anywhere. Like you said you're shocked
not
by how long adulthood
going.
Is.
I know. Oh, shocking. It is shocking though. So it's really important to me to come up with a meaningful way to provide financial support and employment that, society can get behind, that it's not just, I don't want pity purchases. They really are talented and they have something to offer and they should be able to contribute. And it really benefits all of us, because what does that look like for society as the generations go on? Mm-hmm. How many adults are going to be unemployed, and how do we pay for all of that? The number of kids that live with, or adults that live with someone 65 and older as their caregiver, that's daunting too.
Right.
So we're heading into real problems as a society, and we just got to come up with some ways. So this was my little attempt at helping in some way. So
we have to get creative.
We have to get creative.
So when you came up with the idea, was there a moment, were you like lying in bed, or were you driving, or in the shower? Where was the moment where you're like, this is what we're going to do?
I had been playing around with a cookie shop, because Lincoln loves to make cookies. But with elopement, and he does like fire quite a bit. I just thought,
there's a recipe, nope. No pun intended, for disaster.
A recipe for disaster. So I just thought, what are we going to do? And then since I've been making those gifts for years, I just thought, why am I trying so hard? This is very easy. This is what he's good at. This is what we're going to do. It really all just came together.
The answer was right in front of you.
right in front of me. And we named it Linked because it represents Lincoln, who's the inspiration behind it. But it also represents the bigger ideal of, I want to link communities together, special needs to the greater community, and really just have us come out of the shadows. Don't be in the shadows.
Right.
Let's find a solution that's going to be good for everybody. We're a smart enough, great enough society. We can do this.
I agree.
Let's do it.
I agree.
That's the idea, is to link us together. But you can come and support artists based on just them. You can click on their picture and you can see a little bio about them, and you can see all their products and their art. You can just shop. If you just want a mug, you can just hit mugs and you can see all the different artists and all their mugs. Yeah, and just know that they'll get 70% of
That's great.
The profit.
That's great. Okay, Marisa, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk more about Linked, the marketplace, and talk about Marisa Bentley and her son, Lincoln. Here with Marisa Bentley. Marisa Bentley's son Lincoln is now 22 years old. He is on the autism spectrum, and she wanted to find a way to help him become a contributing member of society as far as employment goes. And she got creative with his creativity. I just love that. All right. So Marisa, tell us, how rewarding is it for the artist to be a part of the Linked marketplace?
Well, it's hard for me to speak for them, but I do think they love it. I know they love it. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of products. I will tell you, I will warn you, there's a lot of products on our website. And it honestly is because, guess what? It makes artists so happy to see their stuff on so many things. It really is. And one of the coolest things that I've seen, and I can measure this by looking at Lincoln, and since we've started this together, I've seen in him an emotion I'd never seen before, and that is pride. I'd never, ever, I didn't even know I hadn't seen it. Hmm. He's so proud of his art, and he loves to wear it. He only will wear his stuff now. So,
that's and good. He's an entrepreneur. Yeah,
that's right. And we went to the DMV yesterday. Someone pointed out, oh, I really like that elephant. I really like that shirt. And I was able to say, he drew it. And he just smiles from ear to ear. And it engages a conversation that never would have happened, you know. And Lincoln does not mind that conversation.
Right.
He's part of it.
Right.
And he likes it.
Right. That's wonderful. Yes. So
yeah.
What has that been like for you to know, like, I think we found the thing for now?
Oh, I just love it. It makes me feel so happy. It makes me feel almost emotional, because they shouldn't be in the shadows. None of them should be in the shadows. Mm-hmm. They just have so much to contribute. We just have to be creative and figure out, okay, well, how that's respectful. So I've made the website so that if you want to be an artist, you can be as involved as you want to be. And if you are not able, you don't have to. All you have to do is get me the art. I'll do everything else for you. Or you can do a chunk of it. Like, what do you want? What are you able to do? Do that.
That's so amazing. That is amazing. Okay, how do you measure success here?
So there's a couple different ways. I can look at the business success, which is really easy. We're in 4 stores now. We've participated in 2 art shows in New York. I'm part of a bigger community. I have speaking engagements. Our artists are growing. So that is a way I can measure success and feel really great about it. But it's really that immeasurable success of seeing my son come to me and say that he wants to go to New York and he wants to go to the art show. That's nuts. Mm-hmm. This child of mine doesn't like noise. He doesn't like a ton of activity and lights and people. And guess what he loved? He loved New York City. And he loved going to the art show. And he loved seeing his art. I stood up and auctioned his art off. And he wanted to be right there by me. And he did not want to sit down. I can't tell you how huge this is.
Yeah.
This is huge improvement.
Yeah, you're getting a front row seat to watching this transformation, too. That's got to be amazing.
Yes, it's amazing, and I love it. It's incredible.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We will put the link to Linked. Is it linked.com? Okay. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Link.com.
With a hyphen.
With a hyphen. Okay.
Yep.
We'll put that there. And are you always looking for more artists?
Always looking for more artists. Always looking for anybody with special needs who wants an internship. Would love to provide that also. And we've just created products that Lincoln and I are making together, which are lip balm and body scrubs and lip scrubs and bath salts. And we put on the different scents our artist's art. So that has been really, really, really fun because Lincoln and I are working together with it. And he loves to get in there and make it, put the labels on it. And so we're always growing and always room for artists.
That's great. Oh, my gosh. And what a bonding experience for the two of you. That is just so wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we can tell you've been an amazing mom and very hands-on and a champion for your son, which is just awesome. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us today.
Yes. Thanks for inviting me. It was wonderful.
And Celebrating the Spectrum is a KSL podcast.